It needs to breathe.
Hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about how it smells?
It smells pretty ripe. I'm getting medium to dark notes. I'm getting a little bit of like a cassis kind of smell. Also kind of like a dried fruit character to it as well. Not, wouldn't say raisin, but more like a dried cranberry kind of thing going on there.
Grape?
Yes.
It's got that sweaty muscularity that you like.
Yes.
Hey, wait a second. Stick your snout in there.
Awesome.
It really comes alive.
This is tremendous.
There's something
amazing.
There's something about the aroma that is...
Excuse me. Thank you.
There's different techniques. You see some people, they'll kind of smell it from the outside of the rim. And there's other people, and they stick their nose way down in there, try to like bury their face. And then you see those other people that kind of smell it from the side. You get that? And then you got the other people that kind of do the sweep.
The sweep.
You see people do this?
I've got to give that a try. I love this. It's not grapey.
It's not grapey.
In that Beaujolais way.
No, it's
certainly youthful.
Oh yeah, it's very young.
Vivacious, right?
Oh, which I love.
Yeah.
It has nice structure, good tannins.
Too much tannin for me, but it's a 2004,
yeah.
So what do you expect?
It needs a little time.
This has a good mouthfeel.
It does.
You know, it coats your mouth very pleasantly, and it's an explosion of flavor. I think that this would probably be good with a pizza.
Yeah.
Who's here?